and welcome to Knowing Spirit, a show about healing the soul so you can change your life. This is Reverend Shreese Thorne inviting you to journey to all that is.
Hello, and thank you for listening to today's series. It is about the path or journey to become one with all that is. On the line with me, I have Reverend Lavanya. Oops, sorry about that, everyone.
Well, thank you for having me with you.
Okay, and sorry, I just want to make sure that everyone is present. Lavanya, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so as I was saying, I have Angela Thorne with me on the line. She's the co-founder of the New Dawn School of Enlightenment and the co-founder of the New Dawn Ascension. Lavanya is the director of the School of Enlightenment. She's in charge of the students and organizing seminars and retreats and the teleconferences. So we are all on the line together today to go a little bit more in depth into the teachings that we do share with our students and to the people who attend our retreats and our seminar. And we are going to be focusing on the soul connection, becoming aware of the soul, maybe some thoughts on what the soul is and what the soul isn't, and also on how are your thoughts your creator in relation to this soul. And for those who are only now tuning in, my name is Reverend Shreese Thorne, and I am the founder of the Temple of Knowing Spirit, where I hold a daily satsang or a meditation. And I also offer retreats and seminars and administer the New Dawn School of Enlightenment through this temple as well. So Angela and Lavanya, thank you for being with me today. We're going more in depth about the soul connection. What does the soul mean? According to our teachings in Lesson 3, it says it is a part of your body that links you to your God self, another part of you that is also within your body. What do you take this to mean? I take it to mean a body, as in a form. So if the soul is a part of your body, then it's a vehicle. It's a form of expression. So this soul is what you were before you came into your physical body.
It's the real me, right?
Yes,
I mean, that's
yes,
what I take
yes.
it as, the real me. This body is just a vessel. It's just what I've chose to use this lifetime.
Yes. Yep. So it's some this morning when we were doing, we have a meditation every day. So this morning's meditation, we were focusing on the soul, and I asked my son, what did he see it as? And he said he saw it as your yolk, as the egg, as the double of God. And which I thought was very interesting because I've never described it as an egg. But in shamanism, when I did study that, when I did spend a couple of years working with a shaman, they do, the Peruvian shamans anyways, they do call their what they call their soul is the luminous egg. And this is that luminous part of themselves that travels and that takes on different lifetimes and goes above and below into the different dimensions. So when we think of egg, we think of something that is contained within itself. It's its own whole container. So let's say we go to the grocery store and we buy an egg. Everything that is going to grow up and become a chicken is going to be inside that egg. It just hasn't evolved. It hasn't cracked yet. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So everything's in there. It's whole. It's pure. So this pure self, our soul, or this luminous egg, is what is the aspect of ourselves that chose this incarnation. So, Angela, this morning we were doing the meditation, and we tried to go back before this incarnation and discover why did we choose this body? Why did we choose our skin color and the country and this particular planet? And I know that you were saying you had a hard time hearing or seeing anything. Is that correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, for those people who are having a hard time becoming aware of perhaps why they incarnated, maybe we should focus on other ways to connect with the soul and become aware of why it chose this lifetime. Sitting and asking and trying to visualize didn't work for you. So what are some other techniques that we can share with our students and the listeners as to how to become aware of what your soul wanted to accomplish in this lifetime, wanted to gain, wanted to know, wanted to experience, other than just the meditation and the visualization that we do on an everyday basis? There are other ways to find out, and one of those ways is astrology. Everything is in your chart. Another way is to take a look at your life. So, LaVon, take a look at your life right now, and just through your life, the symbols that are in your life and the way that you're living your life, do you think that just by looking at how you are going about expressing yourself on this planet, do you think you could ascertain as to why your soul is here? Well, of course, with the help from you ladies, you know, because I was just thinking of that one about a half hour ago, how my life has changed so dramatically. But now I understand why I've done what I've done, because I was different, you know, and it was like I had a different goal than the average person. So just the way, the choices I made, the people that came into my life, it shows me that was the choices I made, you know. Even you and
I. What do you mean by
about
choices that you made?
Yeah, like in my early 20s, decided my most favorite thing, and it still is to spiritually searching and into the natural, more remedies, you know, searching. Instead of, a lot of people would be into going to college maybe to be a doctor, but more into the system. But I seem to lean toward the more natural, that enticed me, but it also helped me. Because I had some health issues and just didn't seem to help, but the natural thing helped, and I still can't get enough of it. So obviously I chose to be more into the spiritual and the more natural mindset. And of course, I'm one of these, when I learn, I like to share it with others, and I use it with others. So just the way my life fell, it obviously showed me this is what I've come here to do.
That is correct. So the life itself is an indication of why the soul is here. So if you're drawn to spiritual teachings, if you're drawn to alternative health care, if you're drawn to all these different things, then that means your soul is looking for something more than perhaps what it was experiencing in its last lifetime. So the desires that you have are indicators as to what your soul was hoping to attain or hoping to become more aware of in this lifetime. Now, another way to do this is to look at some patterns in your life. I have a student who consistently chooses partners that are abusive. They don't start out abusive, but eventually they do become abusive. And I'm not speaking physically abusive here, but just mentally and emotionally withdrawn, critical. And she doesn't know why. So one of the ways to understand what your soul might be looking for in any particular lifetime is to look at some of the cycles that you're creating. What are the patterns? What do you keep bringing into your life over and over and over again? Because it's those patterns, those cycles, that are giving you an opportunity to know something that you didn't know before. So just guessing, I worked with her and I said, perhaps you want to know self-love, and that's why you keep drawing people to you that don't respect you. It's a symbol. The universe is sending you a symbol telling you that you're not loving yourself. And until you learn how to love yourself, I'm going to keep sending you partners that don't love you. Is there an example like that, Angela, with any of your students? Anything that you can see that people have a cycle or keep repeating the same things over and over in their lives, and through their life, through just observing and reflecting upon their life, they can realize what their soul was hoping to attain?
I can't think of anything right away of anyone, but I do believe that this is really an important aspect for us to understand. You know, that our lives show us what we are really here to conquer, so to speak, so what virtue we are here to conquer. And if we follow that pattern and really recognize that, then of course we are going to be able to be in tune with our soul and connect, and that is one way we can connect. What I was sensing earlier on when you were speaking is that I think it's important for us to also recognize that we individuals are working for one organization, and that organization is the organization of love. So under or above or between these things that we are looking at, I think it might benefit all of us, all of mankind, to realize that we are coming from the One, and that One has different functions, and therefore we are helping out to create those different functions as an aspect of love. But we are all really working for what some may call the Oversoul. And that Oversoul is simply an energy of total, unconditional love, with each of us seeking to perfect a virtue of that infinite love. And that virtue will come to us based on the pattern that we can observe in ourselves.
What are some of the virtues that you think you came here to perfect or to expand?
Acceptance. To leave behind the judgment of conditionings. Because I find myself judging and judging and judging. And to be able to understand that this has just come from thoughts and beliefs that have been handed down on the earth plane. We have come into that sense of awareness through, I wouldn't just say religions, but that would be on the tip of my tongue to say religions have caused us to become judgmental. And to me, what I am here to overcome as part of the awareness, or to go back into the fullness of love, is to be totally accepting, without any judgment. And judgment is such a broad statement that we find ourselves judging, at least from what I can experience and what I have seen around me, we as a humanity, we are constantly judging everything and everyone. We have to leave that behind if we would like to leave the separation behind. And we have to see each and everyone as a unit of the divine love that we are. That is what I think is most important. So for me, is to leave behind any form of judgment. And it's there. I leave behind one and another takes its place. And I leave behind that another and another takes its place. But I know that I will get to that only acceptance stage, because every time I meet judgment and I see and observe the judgment, I recognize the form it's taking, and with that, I am able to get back into that place of acceptance, acknowledge it, bring it back into my focus, and declare that that is only what I intend to be and to experience. So for me, acceptance, absolutely acceptance.
The state of pure acceptance, or unconditional love and acceptance, is the state of spirit. Spirit is everywhere. It is the essence from which we are drawing this existence. We are projecting our consciousness onto matter. We are not this matter, and we are not this body. Therefore, we are spirit. When we come to a place of unconditional love and acceptance, then we are vibrating at the level of the omnipresent spirit. I propose that we are here in the first place to know that we are spirit. And once we know we are spirit, then we are going to be able to enjoy the bliss of expressing it and being it and enjoying it. Know yourself so that you can enjoy yourself. I've said before that it is pointless to go through all this trouble to exist if you're not going to enjoy it. But you cannot fully enjoy your existence if you think you're anything less than a god or a goddess or a spirit being. And if you think you're human, you're going to be human. You're not going to have the powers and capabilities and gifts and skills of a spirit. You would only just be flesh and blood. And flesh and blood can be hurt. It can be harmed. But spirit cannot be harmed. If spirit is pure energy, energy just changes forms. It cannot be harmed. And it is immortal. So the soul connection, the soul that we are talking about today and we're trying to get in contact with, it's our link to God. It's what we use to go in and out of incarnations and in and out of dimensions. Except a lot of us aren't aware of the soul. So Levon, you mentioned earlier that you were understanding what your soul purpose and desires were in this particular lifetime because of how you're living your life. But what else have you become aware of in terms of your soul? What techniques have you used to be more soul, quote-unquote, conscious, as opposed to your personality? You have a personality and then you have a soul. So how do you become more soul conscious as opposed to ego conscious? What are some of the things that you do, Levon?
Well, I pay attention to what happens to me. Just like one thing that, while Angela was sharing her acceptance thing, how lately when I run into people share and then I share and they are shocked that I forgave that person. So for some reason that seems to be an issue with me. It's like people will say, well, how can you forgive that person? You know, and it kind of shocks me a little because I just thought you're supposed to do that. You know, it's just like I'm so grateful when people forgive me. another thing, accept me, actually. It's the same thing, isn't it? When you forgive, you're accepting. In other words, you're understanding. And you ladies have helped me a lot because I understand people have chosen that particular situation, just like I chose maybe to be the partaking in the play that can, you know, play the part that they need to experience. So to me, just observing the way I see things, the way I feel things, if I don't have peace, I want to clear it. You know, and to clear it, there's many ways to clear. But I guess my main thing is I enjoy the peace. I believe I'm even where I'm located because the energy is more pure. It's like that's so important to me this lifetime to have peace, you know, to be relaxed. And then I'm a better tool. And I seem to be more in tune to what's going on then because I'm not so mixed with all this other energy from everybody else and everything, you know. So that seems to be important to me. I need that peace. So the lack of peace is an indication that your soul is trying to convey something to you.
Yeah, I think so.
I agree with that. Lack of peace, also illness, sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes illness is a disease or a thought in the body that is out of alignment, and the soul is trying to tell the personality, you know, take a look at what's happening. Angela, you have mentioned in the past that if your mind cannot let go of something, you have to free it. So what did you mean by that, and how have you been freeing your mind?
I look at the situation and ask myself, why am I bothered with this situation? What about this situation is bothering me? Why am I being affected by the circumstance? I continue to ask, and I continue to ask, what is it reflecting in me? What am I seeing in me, or what am I being asked to see in me through this reflection that I need to look at and become comfortable with? Either it is something that I have to leave behind because it is no longer serving me in my ascension process, or that I might need to develop it a little bit more and embrace it, recognize the benefit. So it can come in many different ways. Usually it is something that I have to repattern and take a look at from a different perspective. And when I do so, understand it in a greater depth, then it dissipates. It just leaves. It's no longer an energy that I need to hold on to. And that is usually how I deal with situations.
So that's how you know your soul is trying to tell you something. You're having a thought, or you're having like an emotion?
Yes. An illness maybe, or a discomfort. It means that I am out of sync. I am not in harmony with what my soul wants of us. Because we are working together. We cannot have one without the other. The body, the mind, and the soul. So something is out of sync, and that is what I find, that for me this is how communication starts from that level.
And like the word disease is dis-ease, and I heard you ladies mention that we want to be at ease. So it is like an illness can be a dis-ease, but also some of us healers will take people's emotions for a while. So I have to sit and meditate and find out, is this really me, or am I helping clearing for someone else? Because I've been struggling with that last day and a half, and I know from my meditating there's three people I was dealing with, so.
Well,
they have the same
symptom. Just is, yeah. Every energy just is. And we think in terms of me and you and him and her and them and us, but energy doesn't think that way. Energy just is. It's everywhere. So the thought form, and the thought form is any kind of thought. The sun is blue. That's a thought form. So a thought form in terms of I am not lovable, or God does not love me, it's a pretty powerful thought form, and it could become embedded in a soul, lifetime after lifetime after lifetime. So, for example, a soul experiences its parents being murdered and persecuted and being orphaned. It automatically thinks God doesn't love it. So the next lifetime, it creates the same thing again, and then the lifetime after that, until it's so embedded in the soul that it's unlovable, that the soul doesn't even know how to get out of it. So that's why there are teachers on the planet who help to liberate the soul from the serious embedding that's going on. All these impressions. That's all they're doing, is they're liberating it. So you were talking, Levon, it's a thought form you're having to work through. But it's not, that the thought form itself doesn't think about who or what or why or when. It's just an energy field. It's just an energy. So it will go wherever it needs to go to get cleared.
So sometimes it's difficult when we're clearing thoughts and, you know, we don't know where it comes from. But everything just is. Everything just is. It is our perception of it that is causing us to know disease or pain or sorrow or suffering. It is how we are reacting to our environment. It's how we are reacting to the situations and circumstances that we're bringing forth. So you were blessed with the privilege of being able to change the thought form. So are you aware of what it was that you were trying to change, Lamont?
There was an individual that was talking with me, and she called me this morning after we talked yesterday, and she shared with me exactly what I was feeling, and she figured it out before I did. So it was kind of interesting, and she's so new into this. But it was basically she has some real down issues, and it was draining me, you know. So
how were you how did you transmute it? How did you heal the thought?
I just understood it, and then I cleared it. I talked positive, you know, what the negative feeling was. And it's quite interesting because it's like you said, it just is. But we need to still sit ourselves up so that we can have the energy to handle it. Because I have to admit, I had a rough day and a half here. And I was feeling exhausted and the emotions. And I don't know, well, like, we also deal with those that aren't even on this dimension. Because, a few months ago, my mother's boyfriend died. And I'm sleeping. I woke up, I felt like somebody touched the side of me because I was laying on my side, and I felt real cold air go into my ear. And I can talk to those that have passed on, and I asked if it was this individual, and he said yes. Well, when I woke up, I started having a little pain in my liver, and it would just shoot every maybe 10, 15 minutes, just enough. And I even called you. I don't know if you recall that.
Yes.
And you said make up some dandelion root tea. That would help. Well, it just so happened it was that time of the year where I had dandelions in my yard. So I made like almost 2 gallons of it, and I end up drinking about a gallon and a half. And the pain got a little better, but it still wasn't quite gone. So we were going fishing. My husband's gotten to be a real fisherman. It's about the only thing he likes to do. But we were going fishing. So I talked to this individual. And it's just like a slap in the face. This person has a real issue with anger, and a lot of times anger will affect our liver. So I just talked to him, and we did a clearing on anger, forgiveness. He had a real thing toward his mom, so forgive her and others that have made him angry. And, you know, the pain went away. So I woke up thinking I had a liver problem, and here it was. This person's problem. So sometimes it takes a little bit for us to figure out how to clear and why. Well, there's a reason for everything, right? Why you have
there
to.
Is, yep. Yeah. And if you have been putting out to the universe that you want to heal, that you want to help change consciousness, then this might be one of the answers, which is the lesson number 4 that we have been studying on the module 1, Thoughts of Your Creation. And part of this lesson talks about how to become aware of thoughts and why they're so important. Why are thoughts so important that it deserves you spending all of your energy trying to find out what you're thinking? So if we go back to what Angela was saying, Angela, you said it's your thoughts. If you're hanging on to something, if you think of something over and over again, your soul is trying to tell you there's something wrong. It needs to let go of something, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So these thoughts are creating your life. So if you didn't let go of whatever it is that your soul wanted you to let go of, you would have eventually recreated it in your life. Am I correct?
Yes, I would say so. They would take over pussy, and I imagine that people would deal with it in different ways. But I know the way I'm dealing with it now, you know, through these teachings, is realizing it is just simply a message, and then working through it, yeah. So that I can become more peaceful more quickly, or that the mind, rather than me, but the mind will know peace more quickly.
So why do you think on an earthly level, just on a material level, it's important to become aware of what you're thinking? What is the meaning of becoming aware of what you're thinking? You're using it to release from your soul what might be binding it. Just on an earthly level, what is the value? What is the value of it?
I see the mind as the connection with the true self, with the only self that exists. And mind is being used to bring us into awareness. So mind is the tool of awareness. And we have to understand what falls under the category of infinite love and what falls under the category of illusion. And the mind is the tool that will bring us into that awareness. Without knowing one from the other, we can just be stuck in, you know, a quagmire, so to speak, of these endless thoughts. So by observing, you know, for me, by observing and recognizing that this is not a thought that is going, you know, to take me into an ascended place, therefore, it doesn't feel good, it doesn't feel peaceful, and it's telling me something, so I check into it a little bit more closely. I mean, some religions say that you just dismiss it. I have not been able to accomplish that. For me, I have to sit down and really think about it, ask questions. I continually ask questions. What are you showing me through this? What are you telling me through this? And it doesn't necessarily have to be something that is inappropriate or anything like that. It can simply be a situation. And I'll use an example of the rabbit that sat on the back porch and visited with us for an entire day and came back again and the next day did the same thing for a little bit shorter period. But it's to bring me bring that aspect of my mind that is not able to consciously hold a thought that my God self or my soul self, however we want to explain that aspect of ourselves, that true self was trying to cause me to become aware of. And for me, that is the only way that I have been able to handle it so far. Maybe by tomorrow, I may be given another gift of handling it, but this is a way that has been beneficial for me throughout. I wasn't able to deal with situations and circumstances in the past very effectively. And a tool that I had always used when I became desperate was to just hand it over to God, so to speak. And now I know a little bit more, I understand a little bit more, and I work through it and ask to know, to become aware of the message. So, for me, that works.
So just on an earthly level, you're clearing up your mind. And in clearing up your mind, you're clearing the tool that you're using. You're clearing that awareness, that self, that perception that you're using to exist.
Yes.
And in clearing that, you're also changing, you're changing your life.
I'm changing my life, and I'm sure I'm changing the consciousness of Earth.
Yes.
Because by changing the thoughts and perceptions that we hold, we do it not just for ourselves, but for thousands. So it's a consistent changing of consciousness. And I can relate to Levon. Sometimes it feels so real that you wonder, well, what have I done? What does this mean? What is it telling me? And it becomes a little bit difficult. It sort of eases up when we realize that we are maybe contributing to or helping another. And I see that also as the oneness of who we are. We are not separate at all. We are simply one, which is energy. And when energy meets another type of energy, if one energy has the power to be a certain thing, a little bit more than another type of energy, and I've heard you say energy creates or assists lower dimensional energy or lower vibration energies to heal, so it brings up a lower vibrational energy to a higher vibration. And that is probably what we are doing. At least not probably. I see that as what we are doing. I understand that as what we are doing. Being the oneness that we are, it is not just something within us. But it's a little bit difficult to understand that at the beginning. It is difficult. But the more we are involved with this type of healing, or the more we become aware of the oneness of who we are, the oneness of all that is, then sure that we are certainly being of benefit of humanity when we are able to help each other, to help our brothers and sisters, help each other. We help the planet, we change the consciousness on the planet so that the planet itself could be in a greater state of peace. Because we have the same kind of effect on the planet that others would seemingly have on us. Can you imagine all these thousands of negative billions of thoughts that are continuing to exist on the planet itself, and the planet is seeking just to remove the peace and not being able to deal with it very effectively? No wonder why we have so many hurricanes and all the different battles there. The planet is seeking to balance itself. But anyway, this is going a little beyond what we are talking about. For me, that is a tool. It's like washing a vessel out. Even our blood vessels. As I've said, the word vessel. If we cannot clean our blood vessels and keep them healthy, they become clogged. The vessels become clogged. The vital blood cannot flow through. So it's the same with the mind. I clear the mind, I can get to a higher goal. I can get to a higher vibration. I can move through the lower states of consciousness so that I can get to the higher states of consciousness where I know I can be more creative with the God consciousness that's within me. So it's going through, pushing through the levels of, to the higher levels of consciousness.
What is the point of getting to a higher level of consciousness? We say it all the time. And I think sometimes we say it so often that we forget the blessing, or we forget the carrot at the end of the stick. Which is why this morning the meditation that I held, one of the questions I asked everyone attending is, what is it that they want to create on this planet? What do they want? And in order to get what you want, you usually have to access more consciousness. And I'm talking intentionally wanting, not saying, oh, I'm tired all the time and then creating tiredness. I'm talking about intentional wanting. So one of the people attending this morning said they wanted more money. So we practiced a meditation where we opened up the sacral chakra and we visualized money coming in and visualized feeling how it felt to have more money, being grateful to have this money. That's intentional manifesting. That's intentional creating. But what is the point of raising consciousness other than just to manifest things? Why do we even want to have more consciousness? Why does anybody want more than what we have on Earth at this time? What are some of your thoughts on that, Angela and Levon?
I'll let LaVon go first. I've been chatting with her for a while, so I'll give you your turn, LaVon.
Well, I, from my understanding, our goal is to become like the source that we're from. In other words, the love that we, you know, originate from. So our goal is to really be complete. That's what I thought, you know, wanting to raise our consciousness is. Of course, on that path, it takes step by step, and we feel more peaceful, but we also can help others, you know, because it's like a higher vibration. And I was just thinking, too, how when you were talking, how we need not to, you know, worry or anything, because our intent, all of a sudden things will fall into place. Like I was thinking the other day when I was at the grocery store, how ladies that are a little more, from my understanding, a little more spiritual seeking, I ran into them. And then there are people like you ladies that have come into my path to help me. And then I see people coming to me where I can help them, and it's just, you know, even today and yesterday I was struggling, and now I understand because a handful of ladies were calling me, and then now you ladies are dealing with me, so now my consciousness, my vibration is kind of evening out again. So I think just like I deal a lot with people that get anxiety and upset, and my number one, I feel, where I can help them is I remind them they will be okay. Sometimes we think we won't get out of this yucky state of mind. But when we realize this will only last for a while, then we can handle it better. So it's a state of mind. You know, we want a pure state of mind, consciousness, I feel. We want to...
What does this pure state of mind get you? What does this raising of consciousness get you? In the end, we all want to know what we're getting, right?
Well, we'll have a constant... Constant, no disease, constant eating.
Very good, yeah. That's what I was getting at. We want a constant state of peace and a constant, consistent cycle of peace is bliss. And the only way to attain bliss is to know that you're spirit. Because if you are in a state of becoming more and more and more of what you are, if you are in a state of spirit and you completely accept and forgive everyone and everything all the time. Naturally, it's a natural state of your existence is to just accept. I'll use Angela as an example. You were mentioning that you are perfecting acceptance in this lifetime. And let's say you're pretty well there. And after this lifetime is done, you have perfected acceptance. Well, let's just say you choose to incarnate again. You already have perfected acceptance. Therefore, it is going to be your natural state of existence to forgive. You're just going to naturally forgive. You're going to naturally accept. You won't be able to not forgive. It'll just be in your nature. And that's what we want. We want to move out of human nature into spirit nature. We want it to be a natural way of life to love one another, to see the divinity in one another, to see the unity, the underlying unity, how we are all tied together in a loving way, to see the meaning behind our lives, the meaning behind the situations and circumstances that we keep creating. This is all a natural state of spirit, to see the energies that are around us. I see energy all the time. That's just natural. It's unnatural not to see energy. I can see people who have crossed over. That is what is natural. It's not natural not to see them. You just have to move out of the human nature into spirit nature. Spirit is going to see everything all the time. Spirit cannot not see the people who have crossed over from the earth realm into the astral. But it's a spirit nature. It's a byproduct of being spirit. It's a byproduct of being aware that you're spirit and living from the spirit self. So this heaven that the religions talk about is a constant, consistent cycle of peace. We live in cycles anyways. You might as well make it a peaceful cycle. Choose peace instead of choosing chaos and fear and doubt and anxiety. But be grateful for that fear and anxiety and doubt and chaos, because it is those negative emotions that will push you out of this realm. It'll push your mind out from this conditioned 3D into the 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. It'll push you out. It'll force you to become aware of what else is going around you, because it will become tired of seeing the same thing over and over and over again. It will want more. Somewhere deep inside us, the soul is aware that there is a level of bliss that is available to every spirit being. The catch is you've got to be aware of it and be able to attain it and maintain it. How do you maintain it? Well, how does anybody maintain human nature? It's just their nature. The undeveloped ego of a two-year-old, they have temper tantrum. It's their nature. They can't help themselves. A little baby's hungry. They cry. That's their nature. They don't have to work at it. So we want to get to the point where we don't even have to work at being peaceful. We don't want to have to work at it. Who says life is about work? We want to get to the point where we evolve, we become one with all that is, and it's natural, a natural state of joy, a natural state of peace. No more working. We can sit back and enjoy the ride. You got to do a little bit of work to get there, but once it's done, it's done. And then you come back and you help others. That's joy. That's peace. That's harmony. And it can be attained. I don't think it's leaving the planet and going somewhere else. It could be attained right here. You could be in peace. You can be in heaven on earth. Perhaps that's the point of being on earth, is draw heaven into the earth plane. And when I mean draw, I mean become aware of. When you become aware of something, you're drawing it to you. So if I'm aware of how tired I am, which I have to say that I say a lot, I have to work around that, I became more aware of how tired I was. But if I move beyond that and I become aware of the energy that I see in the room, I'm drawing more energy to me. If I become aware of how grateful I am for the family that I have incarnated with because they're helping me fulfill my mission, I draw more of that energy to me. I draw my family closer to me. You're drawing to you what you become aware of. So if I become aware of the realm, there's a realm around me right now that's pure spirit, and there's these little spheres or eggs, they bop around, and they're very peaceful and they're very happy. If I become aware of those little eggs, or those souls or cause or angels, whatever we want to call them, I draw them to me. When you become aware of something, you draw it to you. The more I become aware of the peaceful entities that surround us on a daily basis, I'm drawing those peaceful entities to me, because everything is just electromagnetic energy. So becoming aware of the soul and its desires, and then in turn having a desire to fulfill your soul's desires will draw those experiences to you. You fulfill them, and then naturally you exist as spirit.
So the last day and a half, I've been feeling that energy tired, which I usually don't feel. I usually can get rid of it by taking a little meditation, fall asleep. So to get rid of it, I would say, I am rested. I feel energized. I am rested. I feel energized. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Yeah. Become aware of what it is that you want to draw to you. So I actually have to work through that, because it happens so naturally. Sometimes I just say, oh, I'm so tired. But really what I want to say is I am so full of energy because I am unlimited. I need to become aware of my unlimited self, because what I'm only becoming aware of is my body. When you say you're tired, you're aware of your body. If I say I'm hungry, I'm aware of my body. If I say, oh, I am unlimited, unconditional love and acceptance, I'm a spirit being, and I dwell in all places at all times equally, because I cannot be separated. I am the Divine Mother. Then I will become aware of the Divine Mother within me. Whatever your mind is focusing on or giving attention to is what you're going to draw towards you. Energy just is. We're all magnets. So I'm going to draw whatever I'm thinking about. And usually what you're thinking about is what you're concentrating on and what you're aware of. So if we're only aware of our bodies, then we're going to think about our bodies. So, Angela, you're very focused on sharing the teachings that you've channeled from all that is, through the school and through personal consultations with you, through your lectures and your seminars. What are you drawing towards you?
more awareness of the divine nature that I am, more of the oneness, and the fulfillment of my soul's mission. Because I think that is a really important aspect of freedom. If we can't fulfill what we have chosen to fulfill, then we really don't know freedom in totality. And that is what I'm understanding about, you know, another may have another reason to not feel free or to feel free. But for me, I know that I am not feeling totally free unless I am contributing, unless I am fully aware that I am fulfilling my reason for returning here on this earth plane.
And that fulfillment, the fulfillment, the experiencing of the fulfillment is bliss. Because the desire is a wanting, and when you've fulfilled your desire, there's no more want, there's peace. If you've achieved or attained or experienced all that you want, then there's no more wanting, there's just peace. So you've drawn to you more peace, more
yes.
joy, more harmony. You're drawing to you that bliss, heaven. You're drawing heaven to you. Or drawing yourself closer to heaven, some would say. Am I correct?
Yes, I am creating heaven on earth for me.
And then you're also doing it for everyone around you because we're divinely connected.
Divinely connected, yes, absolutely.
So thank you for joining me today, Angela, who is the author of several books compiled from the channeled messages from All That Is, The Rite of Passage, Infinite Love and Infinite Wisdom. My book is Knowing Spirits or Healing Your Soul, which is about the journey to oneness with all that is, how to become one with all that is. And on the line with me is LaVon, who is the director of the New Dawn School of Enlightenment, which is a home study program developed and created for spirit beings who want something more than what they're experiencing now, who want to draw peace to them, harmony, joy, wisdom, and understanding. It is a privilege to be able to share these teachings. This is a privilege. The more I share, the more I receive. If you want more information about this program or about my temple or the New Dawn School of Enlightenment, please call 1-773-831-4496 or to speak with LaVon further about her trauma erase and many other types of healing that she offers. LaVon, would you like to give out your information, please?
Sure. My phone number is 218-425-3983. And I have an email that's 77guided77@wiktel.com. That's WIKTEL and guided, just like it says, GUIDED.
Okay, thank you, LaVon, very much for sharing that with us. Thank you, Angela, for being on the line, and I look forward to having another discussion about the soul next week.
Okay, thank you very much for having me.
Thank you're
you
welcome.
For being here with us, LaVon.
Yeah, you too. Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Bye for now.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Knowing Spirit, a show about healing the soul so you can change your life. Please visit our website at www.knowingspirit.org. And if you would like to be a guest on our program or book a private consultation with Reverend Shreese Thorne, please call us at 1-815-483-1141. Until then, this is Reverend Shreese sending you light and love on your journey home.